Hi guys, I just woke up from a dream, and the dream is, I don't know if I say it's funny or stupid or weird. I don't know, you guys will be the judge of that. But in that dream, I was coming from a friend's house, right? And I was coming from Voltage's house, because his house is not far from mine. His house is like a stone throw from my place. So yeah, I was coming from his house, and I had the wrapper. The only thing I had on my waist was a wrapper, right? And I was going home. I was listening to this song, Zinoliski's Naamali, and I was really enjoying myself. I was singing along. I was not only singing. I was shouting, like really loud on top of my voice, and I was dancing home. Then I saw this guy, Nifkis, and I'll be honest with you, I don't even know what he looks like. I swear. But when I saw that person from afar, I knew it was Nifkis. And I was like, wow, that's Nifkis. And immediately he heard that, like, he didn't react to, but immediately he heard that I was listening to like one of the songs he produced. He smiled, and then all of a sudden he started walking like very fast. I was so shy to go and meet him at first too, but then something just clicked to me that this is my chance. Let me go and meet him. So I turned back and I went to him. He didn't answer me. He kept on walking fast, but I kept singing along, you know, dancing and shouting and everything. But he still didn't like react. He didn't answer me. Did you get? And then he started walking faster again. And I thought maybe he was going to I thought he was going somewhere, because obviously why is he walking that fast? And then I didn't stop, sha. I kept on walking and, you know, screaming and shouting and all of that. Then he got to one building that I already passed. Like, I passed that building when I was going. And then I noticed that there were people inside that building. And then he clicked to me that, oh, maybe he's going to join the, like, Naamali brothers, you feel, inside that building. Then Zino, Naamali himself, and the rest of the guys gone. He was going to meet them. Maybe they wanted to, like, have a session or something. And then I was like, okay, before you get to where I go to, let's record the podcast fast. I'll ask you 5 questions and I'll not bother you again. I'll turn back. And then he was like, okay. And I asked the first question, that, like, how did it feel exactly? How did it feel exactly when he heard me playing one of his songs? Then, before he could answer, before I could like ask the second question, I woke up with a migraine. So please, if you are listening to this and you know how I can like get to leave keys to ask my questions, you know, please link me up. So yes, thank you. That's the dream I had, and that's why the name of this episode is Martin Luther King Jr. featuring Nifkis, because I had a dream. Thank you. Welcome to another episode, man, of The Dysfunctionals. And I'm happy that you guys are listening to this episode again, because right from November, if as at November 29, when I posted the first episode again, this one had told me that I'll post that much episode from November till now, I'll disagree with the person, because I just posted the episode. But, you know, week in, week out, you know, we kept posting. Thanks to the Kenna Precious, Local Man, and, you know, everyone that contributed one way or the other. I mean, I appreciate you guys. You know,
And one thing that you guys will like notice from this episodes I'm talking about, you see that everyone has a story to tell, man. All the episodes are just like, they are basically telling a story. Even with the album reviews, man, they're basically telling a story. And that's like basically what this podcast is about. It's about like everyone, you know, sharing their opinions and their views about life and, you know, music and everything in general. Like different perspective, try and learn from each other. And yeah, that's what I've been, I think I've been able to like achieve that. Even if you guys didn't like notice it firsthand, and you guys might like go back after listening to this episode and like listen again and then be like, oh wow, I posted that kind of thing. But yeah, sure, we like able to like achieve that, you know, to like tell a story. Everyone has been able to tell their story from the Uber driver that told the story about, you know, story about Nigerian health center, I mean healthcare, Nigerian healthcare, and his experience, you know, everything, you know, people sharing their secondary school traumas, like Voltage talking about his life as a pastor's child. You get, even my pastor came on and told the story about being a pastor and everything. Like everyone has contributed greatly to this episode, and I just really want to say a very big thank you to everyone. And yeah, everyone has been listening to, you know, if you guys have not been listening, I won't have been posting. So yes, we've all been contributing greatly. So yeah, I just really want to like appreciate you guys. Like, I really want to appreciate you guys. And yeah, Tomiwa, the standard guy, big ups to you too. Like everyone, man, like Voltage, Pablo, T-Bag, everyone, man, I really, really appreciate you guys for like doing this with me and, you know, sticking together. So yeah, that concludes like this season of Dysfunctionals, man. Back to the drawing board. Back to working, back to the drawing board, back to the kitchen. We have to cook something for you guys again for the next season. So yeah, if I were you guys, I would anticipate like more fire episodes. But I'm not you guys, so I wouldn't anticipate. But yeah, at the same time, I just basically want to like thank you guys for listening. Basically, I just want to say a big like shout out to you guys, because I was just going through my Anchor now, you know, going through recorded episodes. I'm going through, you know, the recordings I have in my archive and everything, and I'm like, wow, like I can't really do this shit for real. I'm just really happy, man. I don't know why, but for some reason I'm just happy. Yeah, I was talking to someone the other day, I met the podcaster yesterday, and we're just, you know, talking and sharing ideas. And when I showed him my uncle and everything, and it was like, wow, like it was actually like happy for me, that kind of thing. Because he said in his words that he has not even gotten to where I've gotten to, and me, I'm seeing like I'm not myself on the other hand, I'm putting like too much pressure on myself, like I'm not even still done enough for me. But then when he said that, like when he said those words, that wow, that this is actually good, I just felt relieved, and I felt like happy. So I think like that's one of like the contributing factors again. So I really want to appreciate you guys again, man. Like, you guys will take time out to just retweet, post on your WhatsApp status, you know. Even if you don't listen, the fact that you share with others, and you know, my plays, they increase. Even if I get one or two plays a day, or sometimes some weeks I go to some weeks that nobody even listen, I'll just take it. Start and I'll see zero listen, zero plays. But you know, the day that I see one or two, I'm like, wow, okay, let's go. Tomorrow we go again. It's always like a thing of joy for me when I see that people listen to my podcast. So yeah, I just really want to appreciate you guys, man. Like, you guys don't know how happy I am right now. I'm really happy and I'm smiling. So yes, man, thank you guys for real, man. Thank you guys. The dysfunctionals will not stop. Although I can't promise you I'm not going to disappear the same way I did the other time, but it will never stop. That's one promise now that I'm making now. It will never stop. You know, there are plans for like some other things, but the dysfunctionals, nah, never gonna stop. At least for now. You guys have given me so much joy and hope to want to continue this thing. Because the fact that people get to listen to this is crazy, man. So yeah, thank you very much, man. Thank you to everyone that like they've been like brave enough to come out to like tell their story, you know. Because most of the time, not everyone has the courage to share their story for like the general public to just come and listen to them talk about their past or like something that they're not even like something that they're insecure about. Not everyone has the courage to do that, but you guys are courageous enough to like step up and, you know, grab the mic and talk and share these things. It's a good thing. Yeah, I really appreciate you guys, you know. Yeah, so thank you very much too for being courageous. So I hope that will like inspire other listeners too. In case you have like, in case you want to share anything about yourself or something, you can always just reach out to me. Everyone has a story to tell. We just have to like listen and, you know, encourage them to like, you know, just need to listen. And we are all going through something, man. We are all going through something, and everybody in the rough farm. We just need someone that will just listen to us to just, you know, give us hope again for the future. Okay, so I think that's like the least you can do as like humans. The least you can do is just like listen to each other to just rant and, you know, just get things off our chest. So yeah, if you feel that way, if you feel they need to like rant or get things off your chest, can always reach out to the dysfunctionals. We did for you 100%, man. Like, whatever it is that you want to like talk about or express, like, yeah, you don't know who's listening, like, you can always inspire someone from your story or from your experience. Like, it works, true, believe me, it works. So yes, that's what this episode is about, man. Gratitude and thanks. I really, really appreciate you guys, man. I love you guys for real. Stay tuned. Keep listening. I don't even need stay to keep listening because I know you guys definitely listen. And I do for me. And I love that about you guys. So yes, keep listening. Keep sharing with your friends and family and loved ones and your haters and everyone. Let's just come along and keep listening to the Dysfunctionals. Thank you very much. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. And yeah, you can always reach out to me, like I said earlier, on Twitter, some of the gods, look up the letter, because I don't cap. Yeah, so yeah, some of the gods, small letters, D for dog. Some SONOFD, like just D then GODS. Yeah, you can just text me. I'll definitely reply 100% for anything. And even if you want sponsor self, we D. So yeah, that's it.